Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Art playing Toluga.
All right. No one get pink eye. We're going to do a recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, we joined up with the Chaos crew after their battle at the construction site. With some expert lever pulling, Glebnor was able to hijack a flamethrower for Toluga, and then the boys took to the skies with their new swingline bracers towards Lola's palace. After commandeering an officer's armor, Theo used his new disguise to bully his way into the service entrance of the palace with Reggie, with Glebnor and Toluga sneaking close behind. As they made their way deeper into Lola's abode, Toluga saw a familiar minotaur axe resting outside an adjacent chamber. In a panic, the gang then made a mad dash to rescue their friend Bouncicles and Jeff from the clutches of a devious Drider. Despite some dubious trick shots from Theo, the Drider chef was no match for the boys after they freed the hulking Bouncicles. After spreading some pink eye and rescuing their friends, we now join our heroes as they push toward their ultimate goal of defeating the Spider Queen Lola and freeing Manzobera from her devilish clutches. Well, boys, we find you now determined as you make your way deeper into Lola's palace. You can see Bouncicles is kind of striding behind you to Luke, and he's like, "It just feels so good to be free.
Yeah.
I was so bound by those terrible silken cords. It came from the spider's butt, Toluga. I did not like it."
Yeah, I mean, they are pretty strong, though.
They're very strong. I did not care for it one bit.
Not as strong as you, Bouncicles.
Yes. Of course not, Glebnor.
Looking swole, buddy.
Thank you. I've been working out quite a bit.
I've noticed. Pays off.
By the way, I know that we're about to go into, like, obviously, like, of our large combat, but things are going quite well back in Sloobledrip.
Yeah?
Yes. The army is being trained well. You'll be proud to know Frick is almost able to fully hold a weapon.
What weapon? Please don't tell me it's a dagger.
Tell me it's a spear.
Well, we tried to give him a javelin, but he broke his arm trying to lift it. So
what?
Sounds right.
He is incredibly weak. His body is barely holding itself up.
Can he do magic?
No.
Oh.
I've been putting him on a...
Didn't you beat the shit out of him?
Frick?
You slapped him on the chest pretty hard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I imbued him with the power of Bleebly.
How didn't you kill him?
He might have a punctured lung. I didn't really look. I've had him on a steady diet of milk, hoping that would strengthen his bones, but he keeps throwing it back up.
Is he lactose intolerant?
I didn't ask.
That might be something we look into.
Yeah, good
Maybe
point.
Just give him a lot of meat.
Oh, I didn't thought of that. I just kept feeding him the milk.
Probably for the calcium.
Gallons and gallons, and he was puking and puking.
How much in one sitting?
Oh, I started him with a normal gallon, you know, just a...
See, that's the issue.
A hearty jug.
I think us fish people can't have a gallon. It makes us puke.
Oh, I was sucking on my mother's udders from a boy. I was putting down gallons a day.
Have you seen a fish with an udder?
Well, that's a great point. I haven't. I was in Sloobledrip for quite a long time, and I rarely saw a fish teat.
Exactly. So if anything, we do half gallons.
Interesting. We'll have to revise our training methods when we're done with this horrible ordeal with the Spider Queen.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm happy to talk to you again, Toluga. It's nice
having
counsel.
How's Bleegong?
Bleegong is quite upset with you. I will not sugarcoat it for you, my dear friend.
No.
He says you haven't called him one time.
I don't have his number. He never gave it to me.
He's typically with your mother. He's pretty upset.
Mom hasn't said he wanted to talk to me.
He does wear the armor you gave him quite a bit. He shined it up. He's almost filled it out.
Okay.
He hit puberty recently. He's really coming into his
own. Hold on. One of you guys take the lead. I gotta talk to Bleegong.
You're the one who apparently knows where they're going.
I gotta listen. Bleegong's mad at me. He's crazy. Let him talk to him.
If you wait, will that add any...
Probably.
Really?
He's very spiteful.
He's a ticking time bomb, Bleebly.
Yeah. I don't blow this over, it might come to bite us in the ass.
You know what? Let's take a short rest.
Do you remember when Bleegong was on that robot Yarno?
I don't think we have time for the short. I'll just do this in like the 5 minutes it takes us.
He's fucking crazy,
like, how long can this hallway be? I think we, you know... I mean, if you'd like to take a short rest, Bleebly, I'm sure we can maybe find an auxiliary chamber
just
of some kind.
Just hop on Glibnor's back.
I mean, you should probably do that so you can pay attention to that and keep walking.
Okay.
Yeah, a short rest is about an hour, so I don't know if we'll have that kind of time, but,
ride me, Daddy.
Who?
Toluga.
Yeah?
Ride me.
Yeah, let me get a step stool up there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Get on top of the pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take your sending stones out.
I guess I call up Mima.
Taluga!
Hey!
What a good boy calling your mother!
How come you never told me Bleagong's mad at me?
Oh, he told me not to say anything.
Why?
He said he wanted to wait until you broached it.
Can you put him on?
I suppose. Give me just a moment. I'll go to his room.
Hear her. She kind of flops around. Give me a perception check.
Of the stone?
Yeah, through the stone.
A 10.
Okay. You can, like, vaguely hear, like, the fantasy equivalent of Fred Durst playing faintly in the background. And you could swear you hear a fishy bang flip as he answers the sending stone. Whatever. What do you even want?
Bleagong, how you doing? Mad?
Let me guess. Taluga.
What? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Cause it's been so long since we talked. You could be anywhere.
Oh, way to be sassy about it. Oh, who is this then? Lugba?
Oh, you already forgot my name. That makes much sense.
Apparently you didn't recognize mine. Audible hair flip.
Audible hair flip back!
So how you been?
I'm fine. It's hard with the training here. Frick is being such a jerkwad.
I heard he breaks his bones picking things up.
He's so weak, Taluga. It's terrible.
How?
I don't know. He's nothing like us. The genes must be so different.
It's got to skip people.
I don't want to say this, but maybe our aunt wasn't very loyal to Gulp. I'm just saying.
I'll talk to Gulp about it, maybe. Maybe he's adopted.
Maybe. How are things going in your big adventure?
I'm having a mental breakdown.
Oh, no.
That's been lasting about a week.
Now I feel bad for complaining.
Yeah. I got four eyes now, though. Like, actual eyes, not glasses.
I hope the training goes well. I want to really, you know, show up for you when the army finally arrives.
Well, I'm hearing you're doing wonderful work down there.
I'm getting pretty buff.
I heard from Bouncicles. You know how much a compliment that is? By the way, I had to say Bouncicles. He got kidnapped by a spider demon I'm about to go kill.
Oh, awesome. I never get to do anything fun here in training.
Listen, you get big and strong, you'll be like me. Well, bigger than me, probably.
I'm going to hit puberty any day now. I know it's coming.
How tall are you?
Like 3'2".
Oh my God, you're getting close.
I know. Well, all right. Good luck there, brother.
Love you, Bleagong.
Love you too, Taluga.
Yeah. Bye.
Kind of goes out finally. Yeah, he's in his teen years, but he still really does look up to you.
All right, guys, I smoothed that over. We're all alive for another day.
Thank God.
He sounded broody, but cool. I think it's probably working out that we'd left him there at the train.
You were listening to his conversation?
He didn't say sidebar.
That's true, I didn't.
Yeah, but still.
Don't answer the rock on speakerphone.
Etiquette, man.
I don't know. There's a non-speaker version?
It's a sending stone call.
I wanted to hear what was up with Bleagong. I never really got to hang out with him very much.
Or at all.
He's my uncle.
Really? I mean, we barely ever interacted.
I don't know.
Your Uncle Bleagong.
I just feel like Reggie tries to get into all the conversations.
I'm sorry. You're all my best friends. And I'm very interested in everything happening with you.
That's very sweet.
I know. I'm a sweet little guy.
Are we there yet?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. Give me some I'm going to go back to the front now.
Give me some survival checks.
13.
24.
I know we have Bouncicles with us, but I would like to make note of the turns we're making.
Sure.
9.
Okay. Who got the highest here?
24.
24? Yeah, Theo, it couldn't be more clear as you've, like, gone down these hallways into the palace. At a certain point, like, there are, like, servants and attendants that have just been running by you frantically, not even paying attention to the fact that you guys definitely don't belong here.
I want to occasionally brush my hand on some of their eyes.
Give me a slight hand check.
Just hold your hand up at eye height.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I still look like a general.
Yeah,
we're drow.
That's a nat one.
I'm a fancy SpongeBob drow.
He's a female.
You hold your hand out, and an attendant that's running, she's like, runs into your mouth.
What are you doing?
Sorry. With a nat one, though, you take 1 point of piercing damage as he accidentally bites your finger for a second.
Why'd you bite it?
I didn't know. It was in my mouth. I gotta go.
Do you just bite everything
she's
in your
so
mouth?
She's so mad. He starts running. Give me some perception checks if you guys wouldn't mind.
That guy's gonna wake up with strep.
Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Dirty 20.
Okay.
I got a 24 on the net.
Settle the fuck down.
Hey, same.
Well, hold on. I got to beat my son. 26.
The theme
I know exactly what I said.
Okay. You guys go down these halls, and eventually you walk out into this throne room for Lola. You can see that her throne is in the center of a massive circular chamber. You look down, and the floor is nothingness. It seems that it is a bottomless pit that leads to the bottom of this massive tower that you find yourselves in. But there is a weaving of spiderwebs that lead all the way down into Lola. Consider, if you will, that she is now basically sitting
into
on a throne.
Into Lola?
Below her throne.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe, I mean,
I wasn't sure.
You
if
thought
they,
it was all coming out her butt?
Yeah, like, I wasn't sure.
At one point, it did.
No, I figured that. But it was still coming out. Like, yeah. I wasn't sure if it was all just, she just made it every time she got in there.
You know what?
Someone keeps messing it up, so she has to remake it.
Well, make a perception check, actually.
Spiderwebs dissolve.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah, they have to remake them.
19.
Nat 1.
Yeah, with a nat 1, you're kind of, like, looking
22.
Down. 22. You two both, Theo and Glebnor. The webs are still attached to her abdomen below her.
Gross.
And this like lattice work of webbing is the only way to get into the center of the chamber here. But she...
That's what you think.
Yeah.
I will say the ceiling of this chamber, because I know you guys like to swing around a little bit, it's about 30 foot high. 30 foot high chamber. I will say it's 60 feet to the center of the room. So 120 foot radius circular room you're looking at here. Below the webbing, it is what appears to be a bottomless pit. If you fall through these webs, you will take a fuck ton of fall damage. Putting that out there.
You said 60 foot to the middle of the room? Would that mean a 60 foot radius and 120 foot diameter?
Thank you. Would. I'm not a math boy, even though I technically work in math. That's
no,
fine.
Diameter is across the circle. Yeah. Circumference.
Okay, there we go.
Is all the way around.
Gotcha.
Is the outer
But if it's 60 to the center.
Is
60 to the center.
It's the so radius it's 60.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We all did geometry.
So is there an actual floor or is it just webbing?
The webbing is the only thing that is holding her little like chair up in the middle.
I only ask this because I have a flamethrower.
Yeah. The sections of the web, you can destroy sections of it. You'll have to break all of them if you wanted to like get rid of the entire floor. But there are blocks of webbing you could attack separately if you would like to.
Well, I asked this also because it is a 120-foot line.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted, you could shoot a straight shot of flame across. I mean, she is web-walking, so she can move around pretty freely in this room, but... Yeah.
And the fire won't spread to all the webs?
Every round, it'll spread 5 feet.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll go off the rules of the, like, web spell.
And it's just a pit all the way to the bottom.
It's a pit all the way to the bottom.
Is there... Do we know if there's a way out from the...
You do not know from here.
Well, I mean, it's not a concern to me. I have slow fall.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about the webs because of my empowered Zom.
I got wings.
Man, I really realize. Yeah, Reggie's like, I got nothing. Fuck. See,
you looks, can teleport.
That's true. Bouncicles is like, I'm quite heavy. This might be interesting. But as you all walk into this room, give me a deception check, actually, real quick.
Do I still have advantage?
Yeah.
Would I have advantage?
Why would you have advantage? No.
9.
18.
Double my score.
8.
Okay. Lola looks up, and it appears that these, like, drow nobles have entered her chamber at first. And you can see that, like, she had her eyes flickering. And you can tell with your, like, base insight, you guys have seen her do this before, she's shifting her vision between all the different spiders in the city so she can keep track of all of these attacks that are happening across her city. But she, her eyes flicker back down, and she looks at all of you for a moment, looks a bit confused, and then there's a sheen of gold across her eyes. Make an arcana check, if you guys wouldn't mind.
Nat 20.
12.
I know what's happening.
10.
Okay. Glimmer, you don't know why you know this. but Lola appears to have true sight.
Call it a hunch. I think she has true sight.
What's that?
She can see through our magic.
What
Bitch!
Are you idiots
Language!
Doing here? I'm supposed to meet you in a few days. Why are you dressed like drow?
Hey, watch this. I flamethrower her.
Immediately?
We're killing her. There's nothing to talk about.
Bro, this rocks.
You gave me a flamethrower with a 120-foot range that does, was it, 3D?
3D8?
Yeah. 3D8?
He fucked my whole plan. That's okay.
She saw through our disguise? We're just gonna murder her.
But she thinks we're allies.
Not anymore!
I don't care. She kidnapped Bouncicles? I'm burning this bitch.
That's fair. I can't... Can't argue with them.
So, I'm going to give her disadvantage, but it is so funny because... Disadvantage because of how insane it is to, like, walk into a room, pull a flamethrower out, just fire it into a room.
With the stank hand. I don't know if the stank adds anything to the fire.
I mean, no.
Shit vapor? No.
No.
What about he makes a con save to see if he burns himself, but he adds a little bit of the stank to it?
Make a slide hand track. I'm going to flick a little down there.
19. No, 22. 22.
So, as you aim the flamethrower, you're like, your hand is kind of over the front of the muzzle a little bit. Yeah. You kind of pull it back, and you just flick a little stank on the flame. So, this jet of flame sprays across this arachnid chamber, and the flame at first is this like inferno of red and orange. But
is that sulfur?
There is a stanky aroma, and the flame briefly turns green.
As it burns the methane.
She got a nat one. She's like, give me 3d8 and then roll a d10 poison.
Oh, that's so low.
Is she poison resistant?
Yeah, she's a spider queen.
Yeah. 17. I rolled so low on the fire.
Unbelievable.
Are you fucking kidding me?
She's like engulfed in flames. The whole middle of the chamber.
As she says that, I'm already sprinting at her.
All right, we are right in the initiative. Theo, you are acting first with 24 initiative. What are you doing?
Oh shit, we're doing this. Okay.
You start pulling guns out.
He wasn't ready.
60 feet away, Lola is suspended above her little throne here. Give me, I guess, a perception check real quick, because right now, at first, all you've seen is Lola in the middle of this chamber.
16.
Okay, the 16, you can see that coming from behind Lola are two of her, like, elite drow guards. There are these, like, two twin drow men. They both have, like, buzz cuts, and they've both, like, tattooed Lola on their neck. One twin on the left side, one twin on the right side. They stare daggers at you, and they get their swords ready to defend their queen. With the 16, you also look up. The entire, top of the chamber is just covered in swarms of small spiders. Theo, this is your absolute worst fucking nightmare. Roll a d20 for me, if you wouldn't mind.
It's a fat two.
There are at least two swarms of spiders above you. At minimum. Potentially much more.
We're much.
Potentially 20. All right.
I will say you can target any of these swarms of spiders. The more of them you destroy, the better. You could also, if you want to just go straight for Lola, totally an option. She's crispy right now and pissed.
The swarm's probably pretty weak by the nature of being little.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them, but they're tiny.
Yeah, it's safety in numbers, right?
Mm-hmm. And they do, I mean, you guys play a lot of D&D. The way swarm mechanics work, you get a swarm below half health, it drastically reduces the amount of damage they can do.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not too worried about Lola right now, because I know you're on that, so.
Oh, I got plans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also got plans.
Well, is busting up my wings a bonus action?
I think that is like a free action, I want to say, but I don't remember your little sheet here.
No, it's as an action.
As an action. Okay, so unfortunately, it will take a full action. If you want, you can get the wings out and then action surge into your turn, but totally up to you.
I don't want to action surge this early.
It's like round one.
Yeah. I know. As a fighter, it's always frustrating action surging, and then either A, you miss, or B, it's like do a thing you don't want to do.
Can I use my action to get my wings out, use my movement to get in the air, and then bonus action a one shot?
Yeah, sure, I'll let you do that. Okay. Totally. I'm pretty loosey-goosey on bonus action attack rolls.
All right, so I'm going to -5 the attack. I'm going to shoot one of the swarms.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys see Theo. You can see at a certain point... Once
nat 20.
Oh my god, of course. So, like, As you guys have all entered, the flamethrower goes off. Reggie's like, we're here to play, baby! He drops the seeming spell, so you guys are all, like, clearly not drow anymore. Black shadowy wings rip out of Theo's back as he launches himself into the air, flying above the battlefield, and lines up a perfect shot with a nat 20 on one of these swarms. Go ahead, roll your damage.
25, I believe.
Yeah, 25. One of these swarms is obliterated. Hundreds of small spiders explode in one arcane bullet with an at-20.
Hell yeah, because that was Executioner's Hand. I got all my trick shots back.
Fuck! Hell yeah! Okay!
Yeah, now it's my turn.
So much for yanking off our resources.
I wanted to yank those resources.
Okay. That's why I wanted the short rest, was to get all that back, but I got it back anyway.
Yeah.
All right. That is Lola's turn.
What?
She got 22.
Damn.
Her shift.
She's fast for a big girl.
So she is going to try to cast Dominate Monster on Bouncicles.
He's not a monster.
Dominate Monster, it's a creature. It's just like the...
You're a creature.
Fuck you. All right. And I'm going to say, as she goes to... She looks up at you and she's like, traitorous fools! Fine, Minotaur, kill your stupid friends! She goes to cast Dominate Person, and as she does, Phaedra comes out of invisibility about 50 feet away on the webbing and casts Counterspell. Phaedra has joined the fight on your side.
Yeah! Concubine
wife!
She wasn't
invisible the whole time we were doing this, or else she would have seen me fisting again.
Yep! Phaedra looks up at Lola. Lola was like, you! No! Phaedra looks over at you, Tuluga. Hey, you want to do that date right now? And she gets
Hell
her spells ready.
Yeah!
Awesome. Tuluga, it is now your turn.
She hasn't moved.
Not in front of Bouncicles.
Yeah. No. I was just about to say, is Bouncicles jealous?
You make an inside check.
Second question. Are the drow just right next to her on either side?
There's one on the left, one on the right.
How big is Lola?
I would call her like a large monster. Why?
I got a 15 insight.
15 insight? Bouncicles is like so chill. He's like, you know, these things happen. Everyone has, you know, moments where they like lots of different people. I'm Polly.
So wait, how big is Lola?
Large.
I would say call her a large creature.
How big is large?
Up to 16 feet.
Something like that. That sounds about right. Yeah.
I make a sphere encompassing her and...
Both the dudes?
In a wall of thorns.
Around them?
Yes. I can make it that.
Oh, fuck me. Okay.
Eat thorns, bitch.
That's sick. Okay. What is the saving throw for that?
If I'm not mistaken, it's not a saving throw. It's just...
Oh, you're right. It just happens.
Yeah. It's concentration is what it is. So we lose pass without trace.
Perfect.
I'm now holding it on wall of thorns.
Okay.
And 78 for every 5 feet of movement. Or every what? Sorry.
Every 5 feet,
it's
right?
Half, it's quarter. For every 1 foot a creature moves, it must spend 4 feet of movement.
Okay.
The creature must make a dex saving throw or it takes 78 slashing damage on a failed save, half as much on a successful one. First time a creature enters the wall on a turn or ends its turn there, the creature must make a dex saving throw.
Okay, sick. So you've basically encircled all of them in this wall of thorns, so they're going to have to take damage if they want to get out of the middle. Okay, dope. Yeah, so you guys see Tuluga slams his staff onto the web, and like underneath Lola's throne, a burst of thorns envelop them in like a sphere.
Eat shit!
What is happening?
Now,
okay.
Another question.
Mm-hmm.
If I use the flamethrower on the wall of thorns, is it just a fiery wall of thorns?
Flaming wall of thorns?
I would let you add like... a D4 fire damage on it or something. That's they don't really great. Combo that great.
I guess where's the next? Do I see another like
swarm of spiders?
Swarm or maybe another enemy I can?
Yeah. So there's swarms basically coming down from the ceiling all around the place.
Is it just swarms, or I see like any of those like bigger phase spiders?
You see almost exclusively swarms. It is like
look, what you're specialized.
It looks like the whole ceiling is almost like rippling with spiders.
Can ethereal. I look with my specialized see if anything's in the ethereal plane?
Yeah. Go ahead. Give me a perception check with advantage.
12.
With a 12, you don't see any of them here. Right. This is her, like, lair. She wasn't particularly planning on being attacked here of all places. All
right, cool. Anyways, I guess I'll punch the nearest swarm.
Yeah, so I'll say, just for funsies, like...
A swarm.
A swarm of spiders leap off of the wall and are coming down at you as you spin around after casting your spell and go to punch them. Go ahead and make an attack roll.
22 to punch some spiders.
That'll definitely hit.
For 12 points of damage.
Okay.
Then I'll bonus action punch it.
Go ahead.
13.
13 just... All right, 13 hits.
For 7 points.
7 points of damage. That swarm is... There's so little left. You punch, like, through a bunch of spiders that explode on your fist. So stanky.
It's so bad. It's even worse.
You follow up with another uppercut through, like, a bunch of centipedes and shit. And then there's, like, 2 beetles left. That are, like,
I'm coming for you, beetles.
You menacingly. Awesome. That is the Drow Elite Warriors. Does your Wall of Thorns say that it makes, like, a bubble, or it's, like, a height thing? How's that work?
Let me look. A circle that has a 20-foot diameter and is 20 feet high and 5 feet thick.
So it's open top?
And the wall blocks line of sight. I guess open top, yeah.
Okay. So they're going to have to use a whole turn doing this. Both of the Drow Elite Guards cast Levitate on themselves, and they just float up, and they're like, "You will never stop our lady!" And they just, like, get their crossbows ready, and they're just floating, like, a little bit above the wall, just floating there. And you can tell they're not super comfortable using this spell. They kind of look awkward floating there. They're just kind of like bumping around a little bit. They had to use their entire turn just casting that spell. They don't have any bonus actions that I can see. Yeah, and they can only float up 20 feet. So their heads are kind of like popping off the top of the Wall of Thorns.
So they're just looking at the top of the Wall of Thorns.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. That is...
So they can't even go over it.
No, they're just right at it.
They're right at the top?
Yeah.
So they can only levitate 20 feet, so they're just at the top.
They're at the top of it.
Oh, that's even better. I have a great idea.
You can just, like, the top, like the tufts of their white hair kind of...
No more cover?
Bobbing around.
Huh? He's flying. They don't have cover anymore?
He's flying.
No, they didn't have cover to begin with. I could have...
But if they were in a sphere, they would have, right?
Yeah,
in a sphere, they would have.
Okay, so that is actually now going to be the lair action. Everyone that's still on the webbing, so that's going to be everybody but...
Me.
You. I need first a strength saving throw, DC 15.
Oh, no.
8.
12.
Okay. Lola, heaves herself up and then bounces her huge abdomen on the web.
She double bouncing us?
So you guys see in horror as a ripple goes down through the thing.
Not the double bounce.
Suck my double bounce!
The failed strength saves, you guys fall back prone on the web. Now that you fall down prone, I need dexterity saving throws. You can make this with advantage, Glebnor.
It's 22.
Okay.
I've been learned in the ways of the double bounce.
15?
Okay, you just make it with a 15. If you fail that one, you'll be restrained in the sticky webbing. So you guys bounce back onto the web, but you grab onto, like, non-sticky clusters. All right, gonna have to make some strength saves and some deck saves for Bouncicles and Reggie here real quick. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Bouncicles is like, "Ha! I was born in the double bounce!"
Why did he just call it
Bouncicles? "Ha! Bounce is in my name, you dumb harlot!" As he gets his axe ready.
Do a flip!
Let's see how Reggie does, though. Reggie has a -1 on strength saves. Oh, so God. Let's see here. Just gets a 15.
"I'm a bouncing baby boy, you dummy!"
He's just plopping around, bouncing on the webs. Okay, that was the lair action. Now it is the spider swarms.
The 2 beetles?
There's more than just the...
There's more than the 2 beetles. We'll start with the 2 beetles. 2 beetles square up with Taluga. They look vicious.
You see this stank fist? It's coming.
You're about to be dung beetles.
A 21 to hit,
oh my God.
They each do 1 piercing damage, so 2 total, as both the beetles run up and they each bite you on the foot.
What the hell? I just got these shoes.
2 new shoes.
Okay, and then you guys just see a, like, torrent of spiders pour from the ceiling down. 3 of them of these swarms are going to land on Theo as he's in the air, and I'm gonna
I didn't hear any acrobatics checks to get onto me.
It's unfortunately, it's like a spigot of spiders is just spraying down onto you. And I was literally designing this to be like, what would make Rich the most upset?
You just hear,
What's your AC?
18.
Okay, so only two of these are going to hit. For a total of 20 piercing damage.
What?
You guys, because these ones are above half health on the swarm. So you guys look up and Theo is covered in spiders.
Ooh.
And you can see like tons of them have gone onto his wings and are like biting at the wings, trying to like rip away at the shadow.
That's got a weird new feeling.
But go ahead. How far up did you fly?
It would have been 30 feet.
Okay. Roll 3d6 for me, because these guys can't stay on you. They like poured over you and then went past you.
Got a quick nibble and then fell.
Yeah, exactly.
9.
Okay, so these swarms will each take 9 falling damage as they like scatter all over the webbing here.
You okay up there?
No.
Mm-mm.
Don't worry.
Gross. I don't like it here.
Weird.
Okay. Another couple of packs are going for Reggie.
How does that work? He's made of metal. How are they going to bite him?
They're going to try.
It's going to hurt their teeth.
Yeah,
little teethies.
Okay, let's see. Two swarms go for Reggie. Only one hits. Reggie's going to take 8 piercing damage. And you see Reggie starts like laughing for a minute. And he's like, they're getting all in there. You see a bunch of spiders like pour into one of his like the like opening spots where his arm meets his torso. Reggie just starts getting mauled by spiders for a little bit. Another pack is going to land on Bouncicles and go for Bouncicles.
Bouncicles, look out!
Oh, gross! Big yuck!
Did they land on his horns and get hurt?
This swarm missed. You can see Bouncicles throws his axe up to kind of block them, almost like an umbrella. He puts them above him, his spiders are like ricocheting off of it. He looks over you to Luke and he's like, why is it every time we fight together, my brother? It's always spiders!
I'm a big fan.
I get it!
That is Reggie's turn. Reggie's like surrounded by spiders. And he looks over to you, Taluga, and he's like, Taluga, kick that bitch's ass!
I'm on it!
He's gonna cast haste on you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That is then Glepnor's turn.
How far am I from Lola?
Lola,
she's inside the thing, but like, what's the distance?
60 feet. And I'll say, to move across the webs without it being difficult terrain, it's just a DC 10 acrobatics check when you use your movement.
I have an empowered Zom that lets me walk all over everything.
You don't have to worry about that at all?
I don't even have to dash anymore.
That's unbelievable.
That being said, I would like... How much of the thing is on fire?
It's just a straight line across.
Yeah, so it's like a 5-foot section, basically, on either side.
And the rest is solid walking zone?
Solid web.
Okay. Do you remember back a couple episodes ago, me and Reggie had a competition?
Mm-hmm.
I won said competition.
Mm-hmm.
You remember what I won in that competition?
You won a grenade.
Merlin! I'm shooting it over the top of the wall of thorns.
Not Quintarius can't stop dunking.
I ain't dunking it.
Merlin's so funny.
I'm shooting it over the top, baby. Nothing but thorns.
All right. Make a, we'll call like a sleight of hand check just to see the arc here.
We'll see if it's nothing but thorn.
23.
It's nothing but thorn.
Nothing but thorn, baby.
Beautiful. You see, Reggie looks and he's like, sail well, friend. One grenade perfectly arcs over the wall, disappears for a moment. And then...
And I never added it to my inventory, so if you can tell me what
like
the grenade 5D6? Does.
Okay. Lola actually fails.
What's the grenade do?
It's 5d6.
5d6.
Yeah. Is it fire or is it...
I think shrapnel. It's force.
It's force. Force makes sense.
It's a fragmentation grenade.
Okay. So I think force.
Damn, what the fuck? Both of the drow elite warriors rolled sixes.
14.
That's okay. So low. What the hell, man?
You know, sometimes like
should have given me that.
No, it's piercing damage.
It's piercing. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Do they make concentration for levitation?
Oh, they do. Okay, hold on. Let me put my damage in first.
So you'll waste your turns, you fucking tools.
It's so lame to like float gently like up 20 feet
at eye level of the top.
And
of
if, hold on, I have a question. If they lose concentration at 20 feet. They're not going to slow fall down.
No, they just like
no,
crumble.
They just drop.
Yeah they'll so drop 20 feet.
All right, let me roll some con saves here. They got to get a 10 or higher.
Let's go, nat
one. I mean, as long as if one of them fails, that'd be nice. But
one does fail. One got an 18, one got a 7. So you also then just hear, whoop.
So is Johnny number 7 going to get the 2d6?
Yeah, roll 2d6 for me falling damage. And you see like one of the little like
six
little like tuft of like white hair crumples down. The other one goes, "Come on, man!" The other guy falls down. Okay.
And then for my bone, I'm gonna cast Shield of Faith with my Bleebly Buckler.
No one's really going for the swarms though.
On Daddy.
So Shield of Faith, this magical Bleebly energy goes up around Teluga.
How much does that increase AC?
Plus two. Yeah.
I have 20 AC because of haste.
Oh damn. This yeah. Suck.
Yeah.
Okay.
yeah. Suck so, a dick.
Bouncicles goes next. You see Bouncicles is just cleaving through swarms of spiders.
Oh hell yeah.
Holy gross. Yuck. Big yuck. He hits on
Yuckaroo.
Wolf. You can see the swarms.
Owie zowie.
The swarms around him are much, much more weakened. Okay. We are back to the top of the round with Theo.
Blast the ass.
One of those guys is still floating.
Yeah. Yeah. You just see the top of his hair.
You see the top of his hair. I mean, you're above him, so yeah. You can tell he's floating. He's just like trying to like peek over the wall.
He's like Wilson.
Yeah. So
I'm going to.
Honey ho, neighborino.
I'm going to fly over to get an angle on him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take out Jury's Verdict, aim down sights, and I'm going to aim it to where when I shoot him while aiming down sights, if I hit him and he fails the strength save, he goes right into the thorns.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that sucks for me. Okay, yeah. So you kind of like fly like in an arc and you almost get like behind everyone on the like near the throne. You loop through the air like you're like dodging falling spiders in the sky as you kind of like barrel roll through them to get around. And as you get behind the drow and this spider queen, you line up your shotgun and make your attack for me with a pushing attack.
All right. I'm going to add a deadeye shot.
Sick.
So I have advantage on this.
Okay, I'm going to reflexively parry. It's going to make his AC 20. I know this is going to be bad for me, so it makes his AC 21. So he's going to add 3 to his AC against one attack that would hit him. So, yeah.
24.
You see, he, like, spins his, like, scimitars in a circle like he's going to block it, and you just shoot him in the leg. It's like, ah! So, yeah, go ahead, roll your damage. And I have to make a strength saving throw, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let's see. That wall of thorns really, like, made these, like, cool twins so lame. It like, immediately made them lame. It's so funny. Strength saving. Let me get a plus one to these. It's a 16? Yeah, what's your saving throw up to these days?
I believe it is 16.
But what about concentration?
No, it's 17.
Fuck me. Okay.
All right, yes. I'll get the dice going.
Yeah, roll those thorns dice. How many feet do I get pushed?
15.
Okay, perfect.
So he get ripped through it?
He's 15 feet through the...
It's 5 feet thick, isn't it?
So yeah. He just gets ripped through.
He gets, like, blasted through the wall.
Shredded.
Yeah.
Shredded.
Roll your damage first.
It's 28.
Oh my god, no, not my guy. Okay, well, he'll live. It's fine.
Well, he's also 20 feet in the air now. He's going to fall.
I guess he'll...
If he breaks con on his stupid levitate.
All right, so roll your damage first.
Yeah,
because
his would break.
My damage was 21 plus the 28. So 49 damage he just took.
Why is there so many?
He counted the Wall of Thorns there.
Yeah, the 28 from you and the 21 from me made it 49.
And then two con saves.
28 from me.
Yeah, two con saves to keep levitating up.
Does it even want to be levitating at this point?
Because then it's 2d6.
Okay, so he makes both his con saves, which is almost more embarrassing. So
he's still just like fucking floating.
You guys are like on the other side of the wall, and you can see that like Theo is making this crazy arc to try to get like a good shot up. And for a moment, he kind of disappears behind like the falling, like, you know, again, a deluge of spiders coming from the ceiling. You hear is the shotgun, right?
Yep.
You hear the shotgun go off, and then you see a drow ragdoll through the wall of thorns. He is covered in lacerations. His armor is torn to ribbons. And then he is just floating lamely in the air 20 feet. Like, he's like, but he's not like standing up. He's like slumped. So he's just like floating there all awkwardly.
Buddy,
in the
you want to tap out?
Kinda! You look like a tube man.
You could just play dead. We won't kill you.
He looks so fucked up right now.
Just get out of here.
He's really living on a prayer.
You just
right
leave.
Now. He looks so
49 damage.
That was so stupid. I hate that. Okay.
I stole another attack.
Oh, that was your... Oh, God. Okay, keep going.
And just a bonus action.
Out, man. Get out. Get in there.
Yeah, I'm not going to shoot that guy. Okay. The guy that fell, I'm just going to aim down and shoot him.
He looks up, you're like, really? Go ahead, make your attack rolls. He is technically prone, so I believe you have disadvantage on ranged attack rolls if someone's prone, correct?
He's prone?
Because he fell out of the sky. Yeah, and it crumpled on the ground.
Wait a minute, is he stuck to the webs? Does he have web walking?
I'm going to give it to him. Yeah, I think all these guys have like an innate spidery abilities. We can give them that.
I guess if you're going
to
be the queen's guard.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
warriors.
I'll Deadeye.
To even it out?
To even
it out.
Sick.
Go for it. Yeah, so you make a Deadeye shot and kind of, you're like, this guy may be laying down, but I can still get a pretty good read on him from up this high.
15?
15 misses, unfortunately. Yeah. He like rolls out of the way as a bullet tears through the webbing right below him. All right, so anything to bonus action?
I bonus actioned aim down sights.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Gotcha. Okay. Sick. That is Phaedra. She is going to huck a fireball.
Merlin.
Yeah.
Over the top.
She looks over you, Glebnor, and she's like, Merlin. You see, like, they're on the other side of, like, Theo, you look behind you, and there's so many spiders behind you. Mm-hmm. And as you see, like, a bunch of them are pouring down at you, there's, like, a, like, bead of fire that zips by you, and then... You see a fireball goes off and like insect legs rain down on you. I was going to swarm you with like five swarms right there. But I'm not even going to roll. Her like damage is enough to just straight up wipe these dudes out, even if they pass.
And Phaedra's strong.
Yeah, yeah. Phaedra's, you know, she's like a high level wizard. So that kind of makes sense. Her and Lola go the same initiative. So I'm kind of trading off either one whenever they go. That is going to be Lola's turn. Lola is fucking pissed.
Weird.
Why?
She is not. She's like, I'm not playing around anymore. She is going
with shrapnel.
To
idiot.
Okay, I need Thaluga, Glebnor, Reggie, and Bouncicles to make Constitution saving throws. DC 17.
Nat 20.
Luck point.
That's worse.
I know. Do I use my other luck point? I'm going to save it.
Save it.
I'm going to save it for my goofball shit.
Yeah.
Okay, that is 21 piercing damage. Anyone that failed, 10 for anyone that passed.
Ow!
You can see... yeah. So she raises her hands and casts Insect Swarm. And a, like, swarm of locusts, like, take over your entire side of the battlefield. Theo, you look down, and you're like, God, thank God I moved. There's so many bugs down there.
Oh, thank God for wings.
Okay.
Should have raged.
She also is concentrating on that sphere. So you guys are now in there until she either breaks concentration or she does another concentration spell.
Did you get hit?
Oh, yeah. I got 10, though. So
don't do it. You just have to get a 10.
Con. 11.
Awesome. Okay. Wallthorn stays up.
A little too close for my comfort.
It's his bad roll.
Yeah, it's his bad.
No, strength int is my bad.
No, I just mean that was a bad roll, like, you got level, so. The next one is going to be like,
Reggie is, at this point, there's, like, spiders going into his body, and now he's just covered in locusts. He's like, guys, I'm having a bad time!
Lightning bolt!
Unfortunately going to have to make another con save to keep concentration on
haste. Oh, please don't drop this, Reggie. I need this. You drop this, I'm fucked.
22, baby. Reggie ain't letting you down today.
That's the Reginator.
Oh, wait. I got to make one for Shield of Faith.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, you do. Yep. It should be a 10.
10.
Okay, perfect. Keep the Shield of Faith up. Okay, that is Thaluga.
All right. I use my athlete, and I get up from prone.
I totally forgot
you. Kip ups?
Yeah, I kip up.
You kip up.
I got haste movement on top of my movement, so I got 85 feet left. I'm gonna go into that pit. I'm going into the pit.
Okay. So you're gonna like leap over your
yeah. I'm going in the pit.
You can see that she like blindly cast that locust swarm like over the like thing, and she looks up and she just sees a like it's almost, it's like Sonic the Hedgehog. There's like a spinning
as
ball
I'm
of
spinning
fish.
Into the pit. I use my channel divinity radiance of dawn.
Just blast light at
her.
Awesome. Yeah, she looks up as you flip over the wall of thorns.
DC 16 con.
Okay,
I just picture the other, like, her other attendant, like, rolled away from my bullet and then is turning and now just
looks at the ball of light.
Okay, she passed with a 24. Let me roll for the other elite warrior.
It's 11 damage.
Oh, when they pass? Cool.
Yeah. And I think half, or let me just double check.
The drow guy on the ground 100% failed.
Okay, it's not even half. They just don't take damage.
Okay, so he takes how much damage?
11.
11, okay.
I land in the middle.
Awesome.
I bonus action, take out the claws of Blipdul Poop.
Sick.
So now they have to make a
wisdom save, right?
Wisdom save DC 16 or get pushed 10 feet. And take 2d6 psychic.
This is amazing.
Oh, hold on. Let me just make sure.
This, like, this feels very like Pokemon, where you're like, I have spikes up. I have toxic spikes up. just layer everything down and then make shred everyone with like little stuff. Regardless, Lola failed the wisdom save. She's like, Kraus! As you land next to her and these white spectral claws burst from your back. Yeah, I mean, like, now you look like a six-legged creature. Nothing could be more disgusting to Lola than a six-legged insect.
No, I guess not.
Okay, yeah, just gross psychic damage. I roll the psychic damage for me.
Okay. 10.
Okay, the guy on the ground is like, not that gross. He passes with a 19. He can barely see from the blinding effect of the light. That was your first action and your bonus action.
Yes.
But you still have your hasted actions left. So yes. What do you want to do with those?
Is hasted action just a melee attack?
It's a melee attack, yeah.
And then my...
Shove with the claws.
Well, I don't have a lot of strength.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
Do you want to punch Lola's abdomen or thorax?
Yeah. Sort of punch your fucking abdomen.
Not my abdomen!
Yeah.
Are the claws a bonus action?
Claws are a bonus action.
All right, never mind.
24.
24 hits.
13 points a day.
Yeah, you punch her like right in like that joint where spiders, you know, spider legs have like all these little like, you know, bendy joints. You get her right in one of them. She's like, ah! Ow!
Fucking Charlie horse.
And then, do I get an item in range?
Depends what you're trying to do with an item in range.
I want to take my drugs.
I'll let you take drugs as an item interaction.
You see two. I guess Theo would be the only one to see this.
Yeah,
I
Theo.
Quickly take out the packet and I huff it. And you just hear Tulu go, ah!
What are you doing?
You see,
kicking your ass
out of control. Okay, that is through the lair action. Anyone on the webbing, I need a DC 15 strength saving throw first.
6.
Okay.
13.
You guys go prone once more. Now I need those dex saving throws to see if you get restrained.
17.
Okay.
Just for funsies.
Yeah.
12.
Okay. Awesome.
You know what? I'm going to use my first luck point here.
Yeah, go for it.
17.
Okay, yeah, fuck yeah. You do not go prone. Reggie, unfortunately, is now covered in bugs, falls on his back. Let's see if he can avoid being restrained here. Oh, Reggie, buddy. He's so restrained. Reggie is now laying on the webs. He's stuck in the webs, and he's covered in bugs.
Someone save Reggie.
They are attacking him with advantage on the next turn, just as a heads up. And Reggie's not looking great. He's about like a third of his health. Just as a heads up. He failed so many saving throws. Okay. That was the lair action. Bouncicles once again is like, ha, 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 you fool! He easily passed her double bounce attack. That is the drow elite warrior on the ground. He's going to use half his movement to get up.
Hey, man.
You're such a dickhead.
You could just leave.
You don't
have to.
You're not prone, right? You didn't fall because you passed the saving throw on the strength check?
Right? No, I'm prone. Well,
he's prone.
Yeah.
But he didn't get stuck.
Because I did it on the dex.
Okay, perfect.
So not stuck. Prone, so he'll get advantage.
He will get advantage. He is going to make two short sword attacks.
You don't have to do this, man.
I definitely do.
No, you don't.
18 and a 23.
23 will hit.
23 hits for 5 piercing and 10 poison damage. 15 total. Okay, now it is the spider swarms. We got a bunch left. So, you see that there are a bunch that start surrounding Reggie because he is like delicious prey ready to be eaten. They're going to make a bunch of attacks here. I rolled a 5, a 4, and a 6.
Yes!
And that's with advantage.
Wow.
Damn. Where's this on me?
I don't know. I really wanted to up the stakes and maybe kill Reggie here, but that's just not happening for Ryan. And I don't know what's wrong with me or why the dice gods are so... I think you do know why. Shut up. Okay. Those are the three swarms that were around Reggie. There are a couple left. There's the two beetles. The two beetles that were fighting with Tuluga, they look over at Glebnor, put their dukes up, and they start going over to Tuluga.
Old-timey boxing stance. Yeah.
Hey, mister, hey, fuck you. Hey, forget about it. Hey, hey.
Whoa, they could talk?
Just these ones for the bit.
What if we keep them? I know, we're talking beetles.
We can run a bug circus.
What are you guys doing after this?
Fuck you.
They're punching Glebnor, but their little fists are just bouncing right off. They got a 13 or 14.
Quit it.
No, fuck you, mister. Hey, forget about it. Hey.
Two more of the swarms are going to go for Bouncicles. One is above half health. One is not. So I'll make two attacks here. Once the full swarm starts biting at Bouncicles' calf, and he's like, no, my muscular calf! So he takes 10 damage as they start biting into his strong leg muscle.
How can they pierce the muscle?
I know. I thought it impossible. And then one swarm is actually going to leap for Phaedra on the little, like, rock outcropping that she's gotten herself onto. She spins around as these spiders start swarming over her. Let's see. They miss. You see she dodges out of the way as, like, a torrent of spiders come at her. Okay, that is Reggie.
Forgot the con save on the,
Oh, on the Wallthorns. Yep.
It's down. I got 6.
Wallthorns finally drops. And you guys can now see that, Tuluga's like trying to get up as there's like a drow that's like stabbing into him. And
this guy isn't cool.
That's not fair.
What a dick.
What an asshole.
It's not fair. There's a lot going on. You can't, you know, put that all on me like that.
I'm gonna blame you. I made those thorns. Now they're gone.
Sorry.
Are you?
Reggie is going to, let's see here. He's gonna cast Kinetic Jaunt on himself as a bonus action. You can see, like, the servos in his body start spinning super quick, and he's like, I gotta get out of here. He's going to use half his movement to get up, but with Kinetic Jaunt, he has an increased 10 feet of movement speed. Oh, I forgot, he's actually restrained. So he's gonna so his bonus action was to cast Kinetic Jaunt.
Just lightning bolt!
He will use his action to try to wriggle out of the restraint. He successfully wriggles free. I think he starts vibrating so fast that he like slips through all of the webbing. And with Kinetic Jaunt, he doesn't take opportunity attack. So he like starts running to you, Glebnor, as a ton of spiders are chasing him. He's like, I fucked up! He's just running at you full speed.
Get behind me!
Help me! He's just running across the web. He will then make an acrobatics check because to move across the webbing, you gotta make a 10. Nat 20. He starts like doing
bounding
parkour and bounding across all of the webs. And he zips up and gets behind Glebnor as like a torrent of spiders are chasing him. Glebnor, it is now your turn. There are two swarms that were chasing Reggie, and then there's two beetles in front of you. There's a couple swarms near Bouncicles. You can see that down the way, it seems that Tuluga is facing off with the Spider Queen herself, one of these Drow Elite warriors. And there is a guy floating 20 feet in the air, so injured. And I totally forgot about him. He didn't even attack on the last turn. I think he needed a full turn to kind of reconsider his life. So,
and he chose to leave, right?
He's just taking a minute.
Who are we talking about?
The guy
you pushed through the wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Phaedra!
Yes, Glebnor!
You got any big AoE attacks? Just clear out these spiders!
I could, but I'm more afraid I'm gonna hit you!
Reggie, hop on.
Are you sure?
No, but do it.
Okay, this will decrease movement by half to carry him with you. So what would half your movement be?
25.
Okay, but then you could bonus action dash if you wanted to.
So I could still 50 it.
Yeah, and if you did that, you'd be about 10 feet away from Lola and Tuluga.
Am I going to take an op attack if I run through these spiders?
Just from the two beetles.
Yeah, you would run, bitch. Hey, fuck you.
Reggie?
Kill the beetles and then go. Those guys are assholes.
No, I kind of like them.
Yeah, whatever, punk. Hey.
They're so cool, right? We're going to turn them. Right, Dad?
Who?
Reggie, get to safety.
Okay.
Now, or am I getting on you? What's happening?
No, you're going to get to safety. I'm going to go into the middle.
Okay.
You're going to beat up the swarms that are chasing him?
Get on.
I'm so fast now. I'm jaunted.
He's jaunty.
I'm jaunting.
Okay.
She can angle a fireball to zip by you guys. Yeah, but...
So I'm going to run in. Sorry, Toluga, but I'm going into a rage. Extra 2 H.
You monster.
Let me make an attack for the two beetles.
Go ahead.
How you think you're going, big guy, big green bastard, big jelly ass, jelly ass punk? The 7.
You know what those beetles are growing up.
All right, they're awesome.
I'm going to give you a little what for when you get back over here.
See, one of the beetles takes like a little, like, it looks like a knife at first, and it's a comb. He slicks back his antenna.
I love these greaser beetles. All right, so I'm 10 feet from Ola. I'm enraged.
Yep.
I'm going to say, don't look with your special eyes, Daddy.
What?
Look away.
Why?
I'm going to reach in my body and fucking hit her with the Medusa head.
Medusa head.
Right in the eyes, baby.
I forgot about the Medusa
head. Get petrified, bitch.
It's a DC 14 con save.
Oh, boy.
So let's see what she does here.
And fumble.
I mean, who knows? I haven't used any legendary resistances yet. I think this is the perfect time to use one if I need to, but let's see here. She just gets it with a 14.
Luck point.
For her. Okay, I'll do it again.
Can burn up the resistances at least.
Fails on a 13. She will use her first legendary resistance to not be turned to stone. I think you pull out the, like, it. It comes out of your body, and it's like, it's so decomposed. There's like barely any head left.
She's a skull with eyes and snakes.
She looks at it and she's like, gross. What was that going to do?
Ha!
Where the hell'd you get that?
Nowhere.
That was your action and it rocked. Anything in your bonus action movement, anything? Yeah, that was your movement to get down there. Okay.
I moved.
Cool. Yeah. I mean,
since it was a,
it was worth
a shot. Is that an object interaction?
Nah, it would have been your action. It's an action to, because for, if I was,
but I got two actions, so can I use another thing? Can I bonk her ass?
Nah, because, all right. Yeah, you know. Hey, listen.
I get it.
Do respect the fuck out of the hustle.
I get it.
You gotta. Again, you need burn through legendary resistance, which is very important. Okay, that is Bouncicle's turn. He's just going to keep cleaving through the bugs around him.
I hate this!
Help Reggie!
I will once I'm free of the horrors!
He's on a tear. He slices through the two swarms around him, finally felling them both. It's like, he's like waking out of breath with his big great axe. He's covered in sweat now, but he's free of the direct swarms that are around him. And he looks up and is like, Reggie, you're fucked! Reggie is being chased by so many spiders. Okay, that is Theo. You look down. Lola is squaring off with Toluga. Hey, and one of her elite guard.
I'm on the ground looking up. Hey, bud.
You can see Glebnor is rushing to help Toluga. He's like dangling a Medusa head. His two beetles try to knife him as he runs by. And Reggie's being chased by three swarms of spiders. What'd you like to do?
Toluga, you got this?
I'm kind of on the ground. I'm a little worried now, but I'll be fine.
All right, you call me if you need anything.
You're an athlete. This is no problem.
Fly over to where Reggie is.
Worried because she goes before him.
And there's three swarms chasing him.
I'm so meaty.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to pick you over me.
God damn it. It's so funny. If you look at my map, too, I lined them up for me to make it easier to move them around. But it's just, they're like marching in like lockstep, like line
it's
of
just
spiders.
Ants.
Yeah, basically like ants. They're zooming toward Reggie in this light. You know what it is? They turn into in a cartoon when bugs turn into a big arrow. Oh. They've done that right behind Reggie as they're chasing him. What do you want to do there, buddy?
Oh, I think you know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, give me an attack roll. At least on the first one.
Does a 14 hit?
14 does hit. 12 AC on the swarms.
For 18 damage.
Okay. You blast through the weakened original, like the arrow point of the spiders explodes, and now it's just a line. There are two swarms
shaft.
Now chasing. So roll that second. Roll these attacks now at disadvantage because you're using your piercing shot. Go ahead, roll on the second one.
Oh, that sucks. That would have been a nat 20. Ooh. 27.
27 definitely hits.
For 15 damage.
Okay. You get this swarm down to below half health, and then roll again for the swarm behind that one. Again, rolling disadvantage with your piercing shot.
26.
Okay. That'll definitely hit. Disadvantage, you're a maniac. Level 9 sucks.
Hey, my shotgun's plus 12.
So. Yeah, I'll do it.
16 damage.
Ooh, again, yeah, you've blasted through these swarms. So now there's just like a handful of spiders.
He's like, we're coming to get you.
Just like chasing after Reggie. Okay, that was your first attack. Go ahead and make your second one for me.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch guns. From first attack, I'm going to use my object interaction to switch guns.
Yep.
Do you have to do that with quick draw?
Yeah.
But it takes like an object interaction, but yeah.
Yeah, it allows me to do it without having to be an actual action. I'm going to take out the hand mortar and executioner's hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to shoot the hand mortar first.
Okay. Who's that going at?
The swarms that
are... The swarms that are still coming at you. Perfect.
14.
14 hits.
15 fire damage.
Okay. The second swarm that, explodes. It just blows up. Pieces of spider fly everywhere across the webbing.
The swarm behind it needs to make a dex save of 17.
Okay, let's see here. It's only a 10.
So they fail. They take 5 fire damage from the exploding mortar.
Okay. There is one cockroach left in that swarm. Everyone else is burned to a crisp. He's the lone survivor.
It would be the cockroach.
There's one cockroach with 1 hit point left. He's smoking a cigarette. He has an eye patch. He's still very determined.
I'm going to last shot as my bonus action, which I'm going to use executioner's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Deadeye shot.
Okay. On the cockroach?
Yes. I want to make sure I hit him so I get all my shots back.
He makes direct eye contact with you.
I fucking dare you.
1,000-yard stare.
Takes a long drag on the smoke.
30.
Yeah, fuck him.
For 7 damage.
Okay. He looks up at you, takes one final drag.
Only God can judge me.
As you put a bullet through a cockroach.
And as he dies, I just did.
They'll write tales of that roach.
They will.
And I get all my shots back.
You see the two beaters like, hey, what an asshole. Leave him alone. He was a good guy.
And then we're going to do a thing called action surge.
Oh, no.
I'm going to shoot the guy that's attacking
Toluga. Perfect. Go for it.
Just on the ground like, told you, buddy, you shouldn't be attacking me right now.
He starts cursing at you in Elvish.
That's rude.
Yeah, it's flowery, but you can tell it's very offensive.
Oh, I curse back into him in Kuotoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it means? You guys are just cursing each other in different languages.
Yeah.
How far would it have been from where I was to get to the point of where I could shoot those guys near Reggie?
You would have had to flown down 40 feet, so you have 20 feet of flying speed left.
Flying, like, not up, but, like, just, like, straight. Yep. Is there any way to get an angle of that guy and Lola? Or that guy and the other?
They're all just a little bit too far away from each other.
The other guy's still in the air.
Because piercing shot also, I believe they need to be like 5 feet, like kind of stacked near each other. How does that work?
So. No, it's as long as they're in a line.
I think the line has like a weird distance thing on it. I almost always, when you've done it to me, I've just been like, I'm 3 dudes in a row. So like it's, I don't think it's ever come up before. They're kind of spread out about 10 feet apart, these three.
The people of AM love Conga.
They love to Conga. I don't think I've ever had to even like look at this because I've almost always
are in a line directly behind the target. So yeah, directly behind. If they're not directly behind, don't worry about
it. Yeah, they're like at a funky kind of angle here a little bit.
Okay. Then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to use Deadeye Shot.
Sick.
With the -5.
Awesome. And who are you attacking here?
The guy that's attacking
Toluga. Okay, yeah. Perfect, perfect.
Really shouldn't be attacking me.
Does an 18 hit?
18 just hits.
Fuck you.
28 damage.
Oh my god!
He shot me!
He turns around as a bullet goes through
told
his
you.
Rib. Yeah, 28 damage? Oh my god, that's so much damage. Yeah, he looks bad.
Moron.
He looks so bad. This is a bullet in his ribs. He's breathing so hard now. Okay. Was that everything?
Nope, one more shot.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do Deadeye shot with this as well.
Awesome. How do I steal Executioner's hand?
Magnets.
I know. I haven't had magnets.
28 down to a 23.
Awesome. And this is on that guy still?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Same guy. I'm going to reroll that damage.
We have the magnet now.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's the same damage. Another. 17.
How would you kill that guy?
Counter magnet.
Basically, it's two shots to his wrists real quick, so he drops whatever he has in his hands.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's one through the throat.
He's like spinning his fancy swords about to attack Taluga. You fire a bullet through his wrist and they go limp and he drops both of them. He looks up. As the bullet goes through his neck, he sprays blood in the air. And then you see him tumble through the webbing and just go flying through the pit. There's like a moment of just... So he lands on the ground.
You got a guy to pick stuff up down there or is it just collect?
We scoop it out every once in a while.
Lola's just floating above her throne.
Just curious.
People don't ask.
And so that's my turn.
Okay. Yeah, good turn. It's all dirt. Not gonna lie, it's all dirt. Okay. That is Lola. Okay. Lola's having a bad time, but she's looking...
She's untouched.
Okay. Yeah, she's... I mean, she's been hit a couple times, but she has a nice little chunk of health here. So... She's going to make two poisonous touch attacks on Taluga.
Both on me?
Yeah, you're right next to her. Actually, you know what? She might break these up. Are you prone, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so she'll make one on you with advantage. She'll go for that first.
Waiting for the nat 20.
It's a 23.
Yeah.
That is 28 poison damage.
Yeah.
Ah! She grabs you on the ground, and she's like, I thought we had a deal! She rockets poison into your body. And then she looks up at Phaedra, and she's like,
you, this is your fault. You brought them to me.
She goes to bounce and leap up at Phaedra, but you have Sentinel. Yes, so if you can hit with an opportunity attack, you can stop her here. 17 AC on Lola. Just put that out there right now. 23 hits.
And it's the claw grabs her and just drags her down.
Oh, so sick.
You ain't going nowhere.
She goes to bounce up and you grab one of her spider legs and yank her back down onto the web.
It's 8 damage,
but you are on there.
I'm just looking at her.
That rocks.
Poison dripping out of my mouth, stank arm with the stink lines. You ain't going nowhere, Lola. I got you for I don't know how many minutes.
If it's several minutes, it's been a very long combat. Okay, so she's going to have to make another one of her attacks on you since you're the one there. She's just going to try to bite you.
I'm right there.
Did you grab her with stink hand?
Oh, you are right there.
I'm 10 yeah. feet away.
Okay. She's going to go for Glebnor.
She just wants me dead.
Quit picking on my daddy. That's a nat 20.
thank God I'm resistant.
Thank God you took that.
Okay. 23... piercing damage, half to 11, and 33 poison damage,
half to 17?
16?
16. Okay. You can see that as she's been slammed onto the web, she gets up and she's like, she looks at you like, again, like a big juice box. It just bites into where your neck would be. And so it's like eating away at the things.
Cut it out.
It's like a bug, like eating a piece of candy on a hot summer day.
What are her teeth made out of?
Regular teeth?
Enamel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like if she wins this fight, she'll have to like definitely go to the dentist later and like have like a full like cleaning.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Because I have been described as sugary.
You are very sugary, yeah. awesome. Okay. Phaedra is going to cast Burning Hands on the swarm in front of her that, like, leapt down. And she's going to bring that swarm down below half health. You see that she's, like, on this, like, rock outcropping, just fighting off spiders by herself, trying to, like, keep herself in a position where she can cast counterspells if she needs to. Okay. Taluga. That is her turn.
Is it an item interaction for a potion?
Bonus action.
It's all right. I'm going to have a hell of a turn right now.
All right. So you are prone, so we're going to do your little kip-up move again,
I'm kipping
assuming.
Up again.
I can't, you have, you had that, I got you that feat, like, 40 episodes.
I never forget.
Ago. It's so funny.
Yeah,
you bounce back up on the web.
If I inflict wounds, do I get my melee attack still? Or no?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Well, you'll have your hasted attack.
I won't have the hasted attack?
No, you will. So you'll have your action will be to inflict wounds, and then you'll get an extra hasted attack action, and then you'll have your bonus action if you want to flurry or do anything crazy.
I'm going to inflict wounds at level 2.
Okay.
21.
21 hits.
On big damage.
It's time for the stankening.
Oh, yeah. You are using your stank
hand.
Oh,
yeah. I'm using the stank hand.
Roll one more of whatever the damage dice is for inflict wounds. I think it's a d10.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, so roll another extra d10 stank on that.
D10 stank.
24.
Okay. Very respectable.
And then I just start fucking flurry.
Okay. Awesome.
So unarmed strikes are incoming.
Yeah, you can make 3 of them with a flurry.
Yep. That's 27, 13, 15.
Okay, one of those hit.
For 13 damage, and then I'm going to pump the claws. And the claws was 2d8?
I believe so, yep. Oh, because are you for the drugs?
No, the Wolverine
claw. Oh, the Wolverine claw. Yeah, I forgot. You have so many claw-based abilities. Yeah, you
go cool, for extra 3 damage.
You punch like...
And then what about your drug damage?
I was kind of waiting for a crit.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. Yeah, you punch up between her abdomen and thorax where they meet. You get her right square there, and then your claws sink deep into her, the chitin underneath. And you pull out is like this like thick greenish yellow like liquid pours out of her body.
Gross.
Ew, you've got it inside me. Yuck.
She has like pushing it back in.
Green liquid, ew.
Yeah, it's gross. Okay. That is the guy that was like floating in the air.
Just leave, man.
Glebnor, can you make a perception check for me?
12?
You hear this guy saying to himself as he's floating there for a minute. Jerry, you have to lock in right now. Everyone's counting on you. The queen's pissed, and we're probably gonna die. I got this. Come on, Jerry. Get up. This guy, with 8 hit points left, rights himself in the air and is going to fly down at Glebnor with his 2 short swords drawn.
Does he go past me or to me?
Glebnor is behind you in... Basically, like, because Glebnor hasn't gotten, I think, basically Lola is in between you and Glebnor. You're kind of flanking her right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's going to just go for...
Put some stank on the flank.
18 is the high one. But you have a 20 AC with a little buckler, right?
I got a 20 AC, baby.
He flies to you and he's like, this is your moment, Jerry. And he just floats right by you awkwardly. I miscalculated. okay, that was Jerry's turn. It's not my spider swarms. I don't think I have just the 2 beetles.
Hey, yo.
They gotta make it.
I don't want to kill them.
We're gonna have to.
We're gonna turn
make
no,
us
no, no.
kill them.
No. I have a rehabilitation plan.
The beetles are gonna go for Reggie because they want him to, they want to drop that haste.
Fuck you, little man. Hey, fuck you. Get away.
Please don't drop the haste. I'm fucked if he drops that haste.
Let's see. You see, with both his hands outstretched, Reggie's stiff-arming the 2 beetles.
Sirs, please get away!
Sirs!
I also forgot that for the lair action, I need everybody on the ground to make a strength saving throw, and if you fail that, a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, come on!
Nat 20.
Tight. All right, well, I'm down, but then I hit the dex.
Okay.
What a 23.
All right, so you're just prone. You don't need to use half your movement to get up. Bouncicles has never been more in his element.
I live for this shit!
He keeps bouncing. Reggie, with another nat 20 for these, for some reason, is like,
you're right, big guy! It's all in the legs!
He starts trying to balance.
That's what it is! I don't have legs!
Yeah, that makes sense, actually. Okay, Reggie... I think Reggie's gonna shove the beetles. He's gonna make a shove attack. He got a 3. Let me see what the beetles do. Sometimes, like, when you have all these little NPCs, it is fun because as a DM, you're like, I'm gonna just do bits with my NPCs. These have a -3 to strength checks.
God.
The beetles got a nat 20 for a 16.
Who the fuck do you think you are, little robot piece of shit?
And they just start pushing Reggie back. He's shoving them. They're shoving him.
Is he in a pushing circle now between the two beetles?
There they get. Yeah, they flanked him and they're like, fucking dork. They're pushing Reggie in between the two of them. Okay. Glebnor, that is your turn. Half movement to stand up, but you're only 10 feet away now from Lola.
Oh boy, I'm not doing so hot, guys.
There's also a floating drow 5 feet away from you. Who's just trying to right himself in the air.
Oh, fuck that idiot.
Fuck me, what? I don't know how he even got to the position he's in. This is insane. Okay, yeah, you're in the mode, man. What do you got?
Lola's pretty sturdy looking, right?
She's starting to see some wear and tear a little bit. She's kind of taking damage from like a lot of slightly different attacks, but she's getting there.
I'm a whale on her ass.
Yeah, go for it. You use your 25 feet of movement. You can zip around over
17?
There. 17 just hits.
For 14.
Okay.
Acid doesn't matter for her, right?
No.
And then I'm going to feel the light of Blaybling!
I mean, Divine Fury!
Oh, yeah. Divine Fury!
Why are you yelling your attacks?
For another 5.
Okay.
And then my daddy's right there, so sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
For another 5, so 24 damage total.
Okay. She's looking... getting a little hurt now.
Take another bonk in, you dumb bitch.
Language!
So 24.
24 hits.
You tell her, Glebnor!
For another 9.
Okay. Yeah.
Bone. I'm going to shape self into the form of a giant middle finger.
Tight. Yeah. I expect it. Love it. Okay.
Try to take aggro.
Yeah, exactly.
That is Bouncicle's turn, inspired by your souping. You see, he looks over you, Tuluga, and his hand begins to glow.
His hand
green.
Burns with an awesome stank.
He looks at you, then Theo. Theo, my belief in you has begun to give me great magic. Time for someone to get my soup. He got a nat 20 on the acrobatics check. So he bounds across the webs, leaps, jumps, does a flip in the air, and is going to use his reckless magic to try to do a soup attack and land next to you, Tuluga. He will make his inflict wounds attack here with advantage. He's also doing that noise. Okay, let's see here. Oh my god.
He nat 20'd?
Not only did he get a nat 20, he got 2 nat 20s with his advantage.
So he gets quadruple damage,
I just
want
to put this out. If you look at Bounce Glee's thing right here, he just got 3 nat 20s in a row.
That's brotherly love.
The light of Bleebly is real.
Oh my god. And it burns with an awesome
stank. See what
stank.
Happens when I'm confident?
So hold on, real quick. Can you actually tell me how many? It's 3d10.
Is it level 1?
It's level 1.
3d10.
So that's 6d10.
Yeah, it's 6d10.
Jesus.
This might be one of the kills none of us get.
Daddy,
grab the crown on the way down.
What?
Before it turns to soup.
Who?
I'll just grab it.
And I'll just do it. With a nat 20, you see he jams his hand into her abdomen. It's like, feel my chowder! There's a wave of magic.
Yes, believe!
He does 26 necrotic damage to Lola.
Believe, Bouncicles.
She's starting to look pretty hurt. We are back at the top of the round with Theo. The divine light of Bleebly is flowing through one of your first true followers. Theo, what would you like to do? Right now, currently, there is a very damaged floating drow kind of just hovering around in the air.
Jerry.
The swarms are all gone, and there's now just Lola left.
Well, the two beetles, but...
Oh, there's... Oh, sorry. There are two beetles left.
That are bullying Reggie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna let that bullying happen.
Punk ass. Sorcerer, bitch. Just
kind of pushing him around.
So where Lola is,
There's
a pit, right? Mm-hmm. A huge one.
Pit.
Is it possible to send her down the pit with an aim down sight shot?
Oh, a push?
Here's the thing.
She is the pit.
She's so large and her legs are so spread out, you would have to basically destroy all of the webs below her. So it's like 8 different points. I will say that the webs, because again, they're not like super strong. Each web, I will say, has 10 AC, 5 hit points. If you can somehow knock out 8 webs in a round, we'll see how things go.
What about a shotgun shell to the brain?
I'm just going to shoot.
Yeah.
Good old fashioned, you know? Yeah.
A nice old fashioned.
I was trying to get fancy. Maybe I should, stick to the originals. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to fly over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stand next to her. I'm going to cock the shotgun and look over at Glibnar. You've done good, my friend. And I'm going to negative five on the attack, but I'm going to use Deadeye shot so I get advantage.
Sick. Okay.
So 29 down to 24. A 24.
That'll hit.
32 damage on the first shot.
Okay, yeah, that hurt. You take out a full leg, I think.
I'm going to do the exact same thing on the second shot.
Okay. Yeah, you start trying to just, like, take out these legs with a shotgun.
So 31 down to...
Definitely hits.
26. That'll be Jesus 29 Christ. On the second.
Oh, boy. I'm looking hurt over here.
And I'm going to do the exact same thing, but I'm going to use switch guns to Executioner's Hand.
Okay.
11. No. 12.
But 12 of a miss, yeah.
12 of a miss.
Yeah, you straight up take out her two front legs with that shotgun, though. Just blast them away. Yeah, she's starting to look bloodied. She's missing some legs. She's got a lot of soup coming out of her.
Now you're a six-legged spider, bitch.
I've gone from arachnid to insect.
That
disgusting.
Is now her turn. Okay, so she's going to use her multi-attack. She's going to make a poisonous touch on Theo first. It's a 27 to hit.
27 will hit.
That is 40 poison, half to 20 for you.
I'm going
to
use my reaction to Sentinel Strike.
Go for the Sentinel Strike. So she grabs Theo out of the air, and Theo, you feel your belt going into overdrive trying to protect you from this as you feel poison coursing through you. You look down and, like, you know, you're pretty muscular. You can see your, like, veins are turning green.
The dwarves will save me!
Yeah, the belt is really into overdrive mode. It's like
13.
13 will miss, unfortunately, yeah. As you're kind of like, just like you and Bounce Squeeze are just back to back trying to punch through this monster. She is then going to make another poisonous touch at Glibnar with her second attack. That's a 16 to hit. She swipes wide at Glibnar. She doesn't have the same. Her balance is off because now she's missing her two front legs. So she leans at an awkward angle. She swings out at Glibnar.
Nice swing, no legs.
I have six.
That might take some aggro off me, right?
Might as well be zero. Oh, I'm still the middle finger.
That
forgot
is
about that.
Phaedra.
I'm just like flexing it up and down at her.
She, that's how
you
she
make
missed.
A tiny other
she
hand.
Tried to swipe at the yeah. top. You move the finger down and back up.
You have another frown.
Yeah, I'm cranking it up and down.
I guess Phaedra's going to cast Scorching Ray at her.
Yeah! Scorch the bitch.
So you see she fires off three Scorching Rays at Lola.
Zap, zap, zap.
Let's see here.
I want the Glibnar middle finger bit. I want that to be how we send people into the final fight. It's just you and me just cranking the middle Glibnar up into a middle finger.
She misses on two of them, but one does hit. Unfortunately, only does three damage. So Lola is looking pretty hurt, though. She looks back at Phaedra with, like, so much hate in her eyes that her, like, most trusted advisor has been a mole this entire time.
Eyes here. Eyes here.
Tuluga, that is your turn.
I'm going in punching.
Okay.
I told you I got you for multiple minutes.
14. 14 will miss.
He's like 27.
27 will hit.
I didn't for know 10. Bell.
Okay.
My hasted attack for 22.
22 will hit.
I mean, pump the claws.
8. I got 2 charges. I'll just do it on the flurry.
Okay.
Okay. Jeez. They're my claws, not yours.
You have 8 HP.
That was
so?
Your attack, hasted attack. You now have your bonus attack, which you're going to go flurry with.
Yeah.
So I make your 2 flurry attacks.
23.
23 hits.
And a 24.
Both hit. She has 7 hit points left. That's how much damage you have to do if you want to defeat the 13. Spider Queen Lola. Oh my god, Tuluga.
I quickly do a sleight of hand to grab her crown before she melts into the floor.
Tuluga, would you please describe to me how you
I think I climb
Lola.
Up on her. I just start punching her until the web breaks, and then since I have slow fall, I just keep going to the bottom. You fucking dumbass bitch, fucking Krizik worshiping motherfucker. I'm gonna kick your ass, you dumb stupid bitch. Oh, I'm gonna kill you. I'm killing you so good. You're gonna be a goddamn spider paste when I'm done.
I think it is straight up like Gandalf falling with
Balrog.
With the Balrog. You are falling through this dark pit, and the only thing illuminating the darkness is the light coming off of your fists and claws as you pummel this spider demon tyrant into nothing. And then the battlefield goes dead quiet as everyone looks down into the pit. Tuluga, can I get a performance check with advantage?
Guidance!
17.
There's a moment where you're all looking down the pit and you hear the sound of something crush into the bottom of the pit. It's dead quiet. And for a moment, you're not sure if Tuluga made it. He had so few hit points when he fell down there. It's dead quiet. And you look on the other side of the cavern as a clawed hand climbs its way out of the pit. And you see the claw come over the side of the pit first, and he starts to hoist himself up. And there's a moment of terror as you see a barbed crown come up out of the pit. But as you look closer, that crown is on top of Taluka's head. Taluga, I would like you to add the first legendary item to a character in this campaign, the Teeming Crown. Taluga, you are now the Teeming King of the Spiders. And with that, we are going to end tonight's session. Thank you all so much for joining us. And do not forget to keep it dicey. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.